I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Needs mount in Turkey and Syria. The combined death toll rose above 47,000 this weekend, working with a local partner. Heart for Iran teams recently brought aid and encouragement to survivors in Turkey. They reached out to religious minority communities overlooked by government agencies. One man, a Shia Muslim, said government rescue teams came through hours after the first earthquake. He told Heart for Iran's Bijan,
"I begged them. I said, please, my daughter, my son, my grandchild, I can hear them. And they said, no, we cannot help you." They wanted to reach the Sunni people to help them.
A non-government organization, or NGO, helped the man pull the bodies of his loved ones from the rubble 5 days later. Pray for endurance as believers offer the comfort of Christ to quake survivors. Connect with Heart for Iran in the full story at our website. And pandemic repercussions, inflation, and drought have dealt a crippling blow to education in rural Kenya. In one county, at least 6,000 students are missing from primary and secondary schools. Many parents simply can't afford school-related costs. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope explains that normally,
when they need school fees paid, they'll take a goat to market, sell it, and they can pay for their school fees. They don't use bank accounts like we do.
Countless families have lost everything in recent years.
Kenya has had 4 consecutive failed rainy seasons, and that has been devastating. So many animals have died because there's no pasture land.
With training from Kenya Hope, widows make all the school uniforms for sponsored children. Plus, they meet the God of the Bible. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.